Hey folks, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Thank you for joining me today. Today is Transparency Day. The big numbers are coming down in Arizona. But you have already seen leaked documents hit the airways, and the media actually is manipulating your mind and already spinning the lies. I'm going to start giving you the truth, how to decipher what's going on in the media right now, so your brain isn't mush. Before we get to the Arizona audit release, 1 p.m. this afternoon, you're going to want to hear this because they're playing games. Get ready. It is going to be a media war.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
More what? Coffee?
No, more money. Because now Geico's discounts are even bigger, like our pay in full discount when you pay your whole auto premium up front and our multi-policy discount when you bundle homeowners and auto.
Oh, I like saving money.
Wake up.
It's Gary Pigeon.
What were you dreaming about?
Nothing.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Stretch your mind. It's that time again to yank your brain away from stinking thinking and wash it in new ideas and thoughts. It's time for your checkup from the neck up and maybe a massive mental enema. This yank is going to give your brain a crank, has been called a genius since his patents are part of every mobile device made. Get ready for him to reach into your ears and massage that brain of yours. Your host, Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Hey folks, how's it going? Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Today is September 24th. It is Transparency Day. The media is already going nuts. And I'm going to break it down for you because the media is quickly trying to set the stage as to what's going on. By the way, thank you for joining my radio program. If you want to listen to me live, go to Spreaker, Spreaker.com/show/ Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. That's how you can get the free chat app. You can chat with me during the broadcast. People come in, tell me where they are from all around the world because the world is listening. I showed you the other day a breakdown yesterday of all the cities tuning in and all of the countries tuning in and how many people are waiting with bated breath to understand what happened in Arizona. Of course, you can listen to me on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, CastBox, Deezer, Podcast Addict, Podcast Chaser. And I found out, interestingly enough, I have 22,900 listeners in China. How wild is that? I wonder if it's the CCP, although it shows some of the areas in the Forbidden City. I wonder if it's the CCP trying to find out, exactly how they're going to be exposed. Christy Lamont in chat has it right, says the media must be dizzy from the spin going on. We got Sergio joining us from Chile. They're all around the world, folks. We've got Michigan in the house. We've got Iran in the house. Thank you, Sarush. Thank you so very much for joining. Washington State, we got Ireland in the house. Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and from the Bluegrass State, of course. Hey, Chris, how's it going? In Alabama here, other people jumping on. I'm going to help you understand how to decode this mess that the media is doing, because if you watched some of the Twitter output this morning, you actually saw the media already going nuts, tweeting stuff, because this is out of control. It's going absolutely nuts. They are posting any and everything they can because they are terrified of what's going on. Now, some of it, they're being truthful in a way that's deceptive. You know, a lie by omission is still a lie, right? And other parts of it, they are literally stoking this up so the truth is clouded before it ever gets out. Quantico's in the house, Maine in the house, Texas is in the house. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate Brett welcoming all the patriots around the world, because patriots don't only exist in the United States of America. There are people that are not even from our country that are rooting for our country to get this right. Indian Lake, Ohio, another Tennessee, Western Maryland, Australia. Merrick, I really am praying for your country to pull it out and to get your life back. Miami, Florida, Green Bay, Wisconsin, right? And Casey's right, the media is losing their freaking mind. So let's dive right into this. Some of the releases that you've seen this morning are about the audit, and they're on Twitter, okay? And the left has already gone into overtime about spinning what happens in the audit. And a story that started out last night basically say an independent audit confirms that Joe Biden won in Arizona's Maricopa County 2020. The deeper headline is a hand recount in Maricopa County commissioned by the Arizona State Republicans has confirmed that Biden won the county's presidential vote in 2020. A draft report confirmed by county officials showed that Trump received 45,469 fewer votes than Biden. The report will be officially released Friday, the Arizona Republic and the Washington Post reporting. Now, of course, this is picked up by Arizona Central. Now, they're hedging their bets because I want you to understand how this game is played. There has been talks on the inside. We've absolutely known there's going to be leaks. I have told you there have been leaks and holes and gaps and deep staters in this from the beginning. I also broke to you yesterday how the media gobbled up a story about how bamboo was being looked for when it was a plant, so we could understand where the various leaks were coming from. And it took on a life of its own because the media does not care about the facts. That's what you're seeing this morning. And you're seeing them choose their words in a manner that is deceptive. Arizona Central writes, breaking. Audit report confirms President Biden beat former President Trump, as Maricopa County said in November. Early revisions of the Arizona audit include reports that show Trump lost by a wider margin than the county's official election results. Now, Maricopa County said, breaking the Arizona audit, they're not calling it a fraud anymore. Isn't that interesting? The Arizona audit draft report from Cyber Ninjas confirms the county's canvass of the 2020 general election was accurate, and the candidates certified as winners did, in fact, win. Now, they also put this little tag on it, and unfortunately, the report is also littered with errors and faulty conclusions about how Maricopa County conducted the general election. The next tweet says, board members and election officials will pay close attention to what is said at Friday's scheduled Senate hearing and share the facts as needed, as if they only have the facts. Okay? So here you go. Let me give you some breakdowns. If I was to basically get you to put on your extreme logic thinking hat, and you were going to fix an election, I want you to think about one thing. Michael says I should be wearing my body armor and body cam. I am. Julie Flynn says, glad you're here, Jovan. My fingers are sore from typing to people to not be afraid of what the media is saying. That's correct. Deanie, I have to make sure I get that right one of these days. Garcia says, the only place for the Arizona Republic paper is the bottom of a birdcage. That's right. Leaking is part of the process. You get caught from being off guard when you do not plan for leaks. You have to plan for leaks and you have to understand it. So now let's go back to this. If you were intentionally trying to throw an election, and you knew it was going to be big, and you knew you were going to have to hustle because basically, potentially, part of America thinks your candidate is just absolutely brain dead. Now, if you thought that and you needed to swing an election, would you do it in a hurry and a rush and potentially get caught very quick? Would you have been planning it for a very long time and make sure you did it methodically? And would you make sure, the most important of all, that your ballots were physically there? And now, see, that is the key question. If you were going to manipulate an election, in a time when machines can actually manipulate things, but the paper, only the paper, tells the truth, wouldn't you make sure you did your best to get the paper right? Let me give you an example. If, in fact, and Melinda's correct, Melinda said the planning started in December of 2016, actually started earlier than that. So, would you do something as stupid as not have the paper there? Let me put it another way. If, in fact, I gave you and I said, you've won $1 million, and that's what I promoted to you, okay? And I told everybody, this is $1 million, and I had a stack of 10,000 $100 bills. And I said, see, it's all there, 10,000 $100 bills. And then the public says, I don't believe it. Let us count it. And the officials said, okay, go to those 10 stacks of 1,000. And you can take the $100 bill off the top and inspect it. Well, of course, you would find, in fact, that those 10 top $100 bills were, in fact, authentic $100 bills. In fact, statistically, when you take those off the top and you look at the next one right there on the top, you would find that those 10 individual $100 bills were, in fact, true $100 bills. You could probably do that when you've got 10 stacks of 1,000. You could probably do it a tremendous amount of layers deep. But does that mean that all of them are authentic? See, that is what the issue is. Melinda said it right. You don't care about the optics of fraud when you don't believe there will be consequences. And so Cindy knows this. Partial counts with assumptions, all of a sudden, all the data makes it simple. So if you were throwing an election, if that was your goal, do you think you would not have the paper to back it up? Well, see, we just went through this scenario. If I was telling you that I'd given you $1 million, and I even let you look through the first 100 layers. Hey, Penny in Louisiana, thank you for joining. And let you do down. But does that still prove that that stack is in fact $1 million? Put a pin in it right there. So you have two things going on here. Number one, this is not and has never been about the count. This has only been about the compliance. Now, what that means is you have to understand, even somebody embezzling inside a company will absolutely do their best to make sure the books, the computers, and if they can, invoices match to cover the crime. But how many times have you either watched a CSI show or Criminal Minds show or Forensic Files, and you find when they start looking at the invoices, you find out that the companies on the invoices aren't really real. They never took delivery of X product, and it is the paper that catches the fix. It is the paper that exposes the crime. Because Michael's got it right. The books are always crooked. E.H., Alina, survivor of the USSR, thank you so very much for joining us and joining us here, because you know it is exactly what is at stake. Now, seriously, says, I'm already catching flack on Facebook. I'm directing them to look at the actual leaked document and watch the Senate hearing today. Do you remember when I said, pay attention to what the media says and what they don't say and what's in the document and what's not in the document? Susie's got it down. She says, think my cousin Vinny and the big rolls of ones wrapped in $20 bills. So what you're seeing here is the media is prepping you in a way that they're saying, look, the votes are there. I want you to understand you're going to hear something completely different later on. There is a complete difference, in saying all the votes are there, just like saying all the bills are there, when you actually find out that those bills aren't what you think. Because as the numbers come out and you understand what's going on and you look at the facts, you are absolutely going to find out there is a big, huge, massive difference between what is reported right now and what the real truth is. Henry's got it right. If Biden won over Trump and the recount proves it, well, if the ballots aren't real, is it still a win for Biden? The media will tell you that. See, the media understands that even a dead voter is in fact a vote and a ballot. They just never mention it's a dead voter. Remember, they play a game of all counterfeit bills still work in the count. This is not about the count. I can't tell you right now. We're all not released from our NDAs until the Senate makes its report. When the Senate makes its report, that's when all of us get to show the facts and you get to see them for yourself. Right now, it's a game of manipulating your mind. I'm going to give you a few more examples of how your mind's manipulated. Share this because today is Transparency Day. It is going to be 1,300 hours Mountain Standard Time, 1,600 hours Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, Casey, for providing that. Casey, also in the chat, if you're not over in the chat, provided the link so you can watch. Hang tight. I will be right back right after this.
You can find Joe Vaughn on Twitter at Joe Vaughn H. Pulitzer. His website and blog are the same. Just go to jovanhuttonpulitzer.org.
He is on Facebook too. Just go to Facebook.com/JovanHuttonPulitzer.
You can find Jovan on YouTube, Gab, MeWe, Parler, Telegram, and more. Just search hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Talk about a unique name. Jovan is very unique. Did you know the name Jovan harks back to the time of Christ? It is of Hebrew and Latin origin, and the meaning of Jovan is God is gracious, Father. Jovan in Latin origins means Jove-like or majestic. In Roman times it was the name for Jupiter. In mythology, Jupiter was the supreme deity of Roman mythology, corresponding to the Greek deity Zeus. Now you know why Jovan is such an oddball.
Imagine on one side your mother's grandfather long ago was Richard III, Duke of Gloucester, and a knight of the most noble order of the Garter. Then on his father's side, Jovan is related to American founding father, the principal author of the Declaration of Independence, and third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson. Talk about controversial family history. No wonder Jovan is such a firebrand. Let's get back to the oddball.
It's like Albert Einstein said, anyone who has never made a mistake has never tried anything new. And we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. Let's get back to the show.
Okay, folks, what I'm teaching you to do is to have your eyes wide open. Oyfe, O-Y-F-E, open your freaking eyes, and I'm going to teach you how to read in between this stuff so you understand what the real facts are. If you were actually to look at my Twitter right now, okay, from the time I started this broadcast to right now, Twitter has lopped off 300 followers. Now, they do that based on algorithms of how this stuff is circulating around. They're in it right now doing it. Now, remember, is there any reason to censor anybody if the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth has come out? So you have to understand, even the people that leak documents, and that was not the real document, folks. I just laugh when I think it's funny, but that was not the real document, folks. That's not the official document. But would they still be censoring anything and lopping off hundreds and hundreds of followers just in the last 23 minutes if something big wasn't coming? And they will always tip their hand, and this is why you need to understand how to read these machinations. I'm going to give you a few more. Maricopa County just released board members. Now, this is the Board of Supervisors. These are the people that control the elections. This guy, Jack Sellers, the head of it, is the one you've seen with Chinese propaganda photos, et cetera, barely re-won his seat. But when you look at his districts and his only, you find out his little precious district of like 137 precincts, you find some interesting things. That his district's disapproval, meaning kicking out refusal of votes, was higher than most all the others. And he also was responsible for the most districts that were Republican that in this last election flipped Dem. Now you understand that man has a lot to lose besides his own seat. And so Maricopa County just released this. Board members do not believe the flawed Senate cyber ninja audit should discourage real election audits by experienced professionals. But let's be honest about the difference. So here's what you need to know. Because they didn't get phony cronies to come in, they want you to think that the cyber ninja audit by the Senate was not real. They want you to think real election audits should only be by experienced professionals, and we already showed you how they basically lied on their first two audits. That is how you understand right now where they're trying to discredit it. Remember, there is no need to discredit anything if the facts are the facts. I want you to understand that. If in fact this was as simple as cut and dry and Joe Biden had one more vote than Donald J. Trump, you would see none of this. Here's the next tweet. Additionally, they're saying this is what was missing. No bipartisan oversight. Rules developed on the fly, not guided by statute. Vague scope of work. No fixed timeline and on. Let me take those down one by one. No bipartisan oversight. Well, the Democrats threatened any Democrat that participated and said nobody will participate. They will not send anyone. They will not be there. They will not validate it. They did sneak people in later on to kind of see what was going on, but they were not quote-unquote participants. So the very first thing is they set up this dialogue, no bipartisan oversight, because they need your mind to be mush to say, well, we weren't there. How do we know it wasn't real? That's the game. The second part of the game is they said rules developed on the fly, not guided by statute. I'm going to take that second part first, not guided by statute. Remember I showed you the Pro V&V audit? Aaron Wagner did the information. Eric Wagner is now dead. I still don't know how Aaron was found dead at his home. I still don't know. He's the one that did all the numbers and work throughs and broke that part. He has now left us. Not guided by statute. The statute in the previous audit was verify that the right software is on the machine. I showed that to you. It was not about find if something's wrong. It was not about find if there was fraud. That's not what they look for. Was the software that was supposed to be there there? Can this machine count to 200? If I put papers in, will it scan them in? It's not about finding anything nefariously done. That's not an audit. But see, they say, not guided by statute. Remember, the audits and compliance in elections are voluntary, and the rules are made up by the very companies that run the elections. But they want you to believe their standard is the only standard. And then it says rules developed on the fly. What they're talking about, it is that time you adjust things as you're looking at ballots, and all of a sudden you see something and you go, what the fuck is this? Right? Something you're not expecting. And it's like, holy smoke, guys, we have a smoking gun here. We've got to adjust and go and see and track this down. So you make adjustments. Remember, previous audits are not about trying to find fraud. They're about covering people's ass. A true forensic audit is about finding what's up. And when you find what's wrong, dig into it deep and find out where it came from. So the way they play this back to you is the rules were developed on the fly, not guided by statute. Vague scope of work. Let me tell you what that means. Vague scope of work, when you put everything in your audit agreement, we're going to do this, 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 and this. If you find something new that's not in your scope, then they have the ability to say, no, you can't do that. And they'll fight it. So your scope has to consider your ability to flex to be able to understand what's there so you can account for it properly. One of the ways they limit that is by what's called scope of work. I'm going to give you an erroneous example, but it's to help you visualize how it is. Let's say that in one of these voting machines, and this is made up, but let's say in one of these voting machines, there was a little knob, and if you chewed a piece of bubblegum and you opened the machine and you could stick the bubblegum over that knob, then you could change the outcome of the election. Do you follow what I'm saying? So, all of a sudden, let's say in researching this stuff, and you didn't put in your scope, we have to understand the effects of bubblegum on knob B in a machine, and it's not there. And all of a sudden, hook or crook or whatever, you get to look at the machines, which, by the way, they still didn't provide all of them. But that's honest, right? And you find out, wow, what does this little piece of bubblegum do here? And then all of a sudden you find out, holy smoke, that's the smoking gun. Well, if it's not in your scope, if you get nailed by that nail, they said, you never asked to look at bubblegum and we're not going to allow it. That is the rig of what's called scope of work. Scope of work. Now, they also mentioned no fixed timeline. That is also a rig. Let me give an example. You sue in court to do an audit. They say, great, you can audit. You have to show up tomorrow. Well, you haven't even prepared your staff because you don't even have legal approval. So now they've hobbled you by time. Or it can be, we're going to give you the right to look at them. You're going to look at 2 million ballots. Okay, we're going to approve. It's going to take you, 1,000 people to do it. But then they have in their agreement, but you got to do it at the place we designate. You think they're common sense. They look at how many people it's going to be. And all of a sudden you show up and the place they've assigned you to do it, what they need to call secure, is a 10 by 10 broom closet. That's the timeline and place fix. And you see they used here no fixed timeline. Everybody knew that this was the first time in history to look at the detailed amount of this information. And the typical rigs that are in the system that the deep state supports, we had to avoid every one of them as possible. That is how this game is played. They would not be discussing this stuff if, in fact, there were not exceptionally questionable issues regarding how they have handled this election. So even right now, at this very moment, they are spinning everything away from exactly what is up. That's the issue. So, what's going to happen here shortly is you are going to get the full transparency, but they're playing right now, they're playing for the fence sitters. Because what they want is to take anybody who's having doubts right now, and they want to try to get them into their court. That's it. Now, Machinist Marx knows it. No fixed timeline. The job isn't complete until it's completely done. That's the way it is. Hey, Aaron, how's it going? And so that's why you have to understand what's up. And by the way, the very people you're listening to now and Doug Logan and Cyber Ninjas and Ben Cotton are the only people in the world now who have 100% experience in full forensic audits. Get it? They're terrified. Terrified. Literally because they know what's coming. Just like they released an incomplete report on purpose. That's all they had. That is why that report was done that way. What you're going to see is things you have never seen before. You're going to see facts you've never seen before. And what's interesting here is Vicky, my friend Vicky, has it right, although she sends me naked photos of Nancy Pelosi, makes me want to puke. She says the document says that Biden won, got a lot of free press. Thank you, CNN, for telling everybody to watch Arizona Today. My final comments coming up next, right after this.
Your host for this program is Jovan Hutton Pulitzer, the internet pioneer who created Scan to Connect and Scan Commerce. You know, while you're able to scan codes with your mobile device and get information. So, hang tight. We'll be right back.
Did you know that Jovan is an Ashkenazi Jew? What is an Ashkenazi Jew? Ashkenazim are a Jewish diaspora population who coalesced in the Holy Roman Empire around the end of the first millennium. The traditional diaspora language of Ashkenazi Jews is Yiddish, developed after they had moved into Northern Europe, beginning with Germany and France in the Middle Ages. Here are some other well-known Ashkenazi Jews. Sergey Brin, founder of Google. Alan Dershowitz, Harvard Law professor. Mark Zuckerberg, founder of Facebook. Larry Ellison, founder of Oracle. Steven Spielberg. Leonard Nimoy. And even Albert Einstein. Here are some weird facts about Ashkenazi Jews. First, history suggests they were winnowed through persecution throughout history. Studies show that Ashkenazi Jews can trace their ancestry back to a bottleneck of just 350 surviving individuals dating back between 600 to 800 years ago. It has been said that only the smartest Jews survived persecution. And it is believed this is what led to Ashkenazi Jews having a very unusual cognitive profile, combined with the highest average IQ of any ethnic group in the world today. See, I told you, Jovan really is a total weirdo.
Did you know Jovan gets fingered by almost a billion people a day? Yep, that's every time they use certain features on their mobile device and click it with their finger to make it work. And they don't even know his weird brain came up with that. Now back to the show.
I love you guys. I love my listeners. Thank you so very much because you are so smart. Julie Flynn says counterfeit bills and counterfeit ballots. Count every legal vote. The media wants to count every ballot, legal or not. That is powerful insight as to what's going on at the moment. Julie further hit it out of the park with a grand slam, stating, remember, audit and count are two different things. Audit shows legal and illegal ballots. Count just shows all ballots, legal and illegal, that were counted together. The count will remain the same until the illegal ballots are removed. That is the point. That is why you guys gathered here today and following this stuff are the smartest patriots in the room. You absolutely understand how this game is played. Now, Jerry asked the obvious question, is how we go about removing the illegal ballots. Yes, that is the next question. That is the next step. but you would not have seen things already being referred to the Attorney General for prosecution if there were not issues, correct? See, the media leaves out certain things. Because this is where, for you and your friends and even your family that just don't dig, this is where if you rely on 140 characters to tell you what happened, like the bullshit headlines that are coming out, you have allowed yourself to be deceived. And that is why, more than anything in the world, I'm asking you to really dig into it. And I've been preparing you for 2 weeks. Prepare for what's not being said so you can understand how they do it. Remember, fact-checking basis is on, if somebody says this is red, they come out and says, no, it was actually chartreuse, it was this, it was that, it was violet. They look for shades to be able to change the dialogue. You are looking at an audit of the fourth most populous county in the United States. The fourth most populous county in the United States. These guys are freaking out. You have to understand, you are about to be able to see every way that our elections have problems, can be compromised, can be impeded upon, but more importantly, you are going to see absolute evidence that every voter was not treated equally under the law. And that is the single most important things of all. That's it. That's the single most important thing of all. And so when 4 o'clock rolls around, I predict you're going to see things like, and by the way, this Just Janet said it started quite early. She read the fake news at 4 a.m. Yes, they're trying to get momentum. And Chris is right. America needs to keep its eyes open on everything. Remember, this is only one county, even though it's the fourth most populous county in the United States. It's just the tip of the iceberg. And we really have a tremendous amount of work to go on. Brett says, I see we have the naysayers have joined us. Brett, tag them for me so I can look up their quotes and I'll dialogue with them right here. This is the way it works. This is the way the game is played. This is where you're going to see some really interesting things. You're going to see a lot of people that follow me that now are going to reveal themselves as players for the other side, like they've always been, because they sit on the information to try to manipulate it. A real Charlie Angel's right, took the day off to remain the smartest patriot in the room. You have to watch this yourself, because you only have to take 4 words to measure them against. 4 words. That's it. Ready? Most secure election ever. That is their standard they set. Most secure election ever. Period. And at 4 o'clock today, you measure everything you hear against, was this the most secure election ever? That is the only measurement stick. You tell your friends that have called you freaking nuts if they're an honest friend, if they're an honest friend, they will in fact watch. Maybe they'll watch with you. Hell, guys, throw pizza parties. Get people to come on over, hang out, watch the whole thing. Measure it only against the four words, most secure election ever. And take everything you hear, every nuance, every fact, and measure it only, not against what the media says, not against what the Board of Supervisor SOBs say. They cannot afford to get nailed. They lose their power, and they could probably go up in cuffs. Measure it only against most secure election ever. And when you hear each of the facts being brought forth, put a plus or minus beside it. If it proves the point of most secure election ever, put a plus sign because it proves it. If it goes against the most secure election ever, put a minus by it. And you grade the result. You look honestly, soberly, at pluses and negatives. Try to get the people who have told you you were nuts to do it with you. Does this prove it was most secure election ever? Or does this disprove that fact and go against that claim? And that is how you take factual information and you now engage, because you must, you engage in the debate. Stay away from the words steal. Stay away from the words fraud. Stay away from the words rigged, especially on social media so you don't get banned. And I suggest you begin a debate about most secure election ever. Use that hashtag. Hashtag pound sign most secure election. Election ever. And challenge your family and friends to literally assign pluses or minuses. It gets a plus if it proves it was in fact the most secure election ever, or it gets a minus if in fact the findings disprove it was the most secure election ever. And that is how we begin this dialogue and we use the information properly. And this is how we begin to understand what happened. Josh gets the last words. Josh Burney says, nothing excites me more than the opportunity to examine the process and the results of the audit. This is unprecedented. What an incredible time to be alive. No matter what the results are, the examination process must be airtight. And you are correct. Plus or minuses. Here's how you use the hashtags. Simple hashtag. Most secure election ever. Do you know why you use that hashtag? Because that's the hashtag they started putting out in November. And now we're going to take it over with the truth. You now know how this works. Be prepared for live broadcast right after. I'll be sharing links right after the presentation to the Senate. And we'll discuss it more. Because once they drop their stuff, then folks, get ready. Because I'm going to open my kimono and what you might see might shock the shit out of you. I'll look for you this evening. Take care.
Detection. those open doors. You are courage, you're our voice. Jovan, we thank you for what you're fighting for. You're our warrior. You are brave like a lion. You're David fighting Goliath. Couldn't ask for more. You're our warrior. Think of what you've done for you, for me, for our country. You'll go down in history as our warrior.
As our warrior.